2. Introduction. The ethical framework sets out the expected ethical principles, values, and good practice standards for BACP members. As members and registrants of BACP, we have committed ourselves to the principles and values set out in this ethical framework, and recognize that our membership or registration may be at risk if we fail to fulfill our commitments. This ethical framework for the counselling professions is the main point of reference for decisions in professional conduct hearings. Using the ethical framework. You should read and understand the ethical framework before working with clients. This framework is designed to help you provide your clients with a secure base for your work together. It is good practice to integrate the ethical framework into your work and to use it as a resource to help you face any challenges and issues as they arise. This works much better than just turning to it in an emergency or after something has gone wrong. As a framework, it creates a shared structure within which we all work, but with the flexibility to respond to the needs of different contexts and client groups. There are 3 main sections. 1. Our commitment to clients provides a summary and overview. You may use this as a separate document to give to your clients or include it in the information you provide about yourself. 2. Ethics is designed to help you understand the thinking behind how we work with clients. It can be used in supervision to think through any issues or dilemmas. And 3. Good practice considers the practicalities of putting our ethics into action. The Good Practice in Action resources and other resources on the BACP website provide additional non-binding practice guidance which you may find relevant or useful. The binding words are those used in the ethical framework for the counselling professions, which should be your ultimate point of reference to decide what is appropriate to your role and setting. Key terms. A practitioner is a member or registrant of the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, who is providing therapeutically informed services, particularly coaching, counselling, pastoral care, psychotherapy, or using counselling skills. This includes being a supervisor, trainer, educator of practitioners, or researcher of any aspect of the counselling professions. Therapeutically informed services are developed from and informed by the theory and practices used in talking and listening therapies, typically coaching, counselling, pastoral care, psychotherapy, or using counselling skills. Such theories and practices may be drawn from a wide academic and professional base, including neurology, psychoanalysis, psychology, social sciences, and other disciplines. A client is anyone in receipt of coaching, counselling, pastoral care, psychotherapy or counselling skills from a member or registrant of the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. All clients are entitled to receive services that satisfy the commitments stated in this ethical framework in ways that are appropriate to the type of service being provided and its setting. All the principles of the ethical framework will apply to working with trainees and supervisees, particularly to ensure that they are treated with respect, provided with services that meet the required standards, and are protected from exploitation or abuse by anyone with professional power or authority over them. Trainees and supervisees will receive the same commitments and ethical standards as any client receiving services from a member of the counselling professions. Trainees will fulfil all the commitments to clients within the ethical framework when working as practitioners with members of the public as their clients. Good Practice Point 81 sets out the commitments for working with other trainees to learn new knowledge and skills. The principles of the ethical framework apply where appropriate to the participants in research. For further guidance, see Good Practice Points 84 to 90 and the BACP Ethical Guidelines for Research in the Counselling Professions. Our responsibilities are set out as full or qualified commitments. We are fully and unconditionally committed to fulfilling a specific requirement where we state, quote, we will, end quote, or, quote, we must, end quote. Where we consider that a requirement may need to be varied for good ethical reasons, we state that, quote, we will usually, end quote. We are committing ourselves to being openly accountable and willing to explain how we have implemented any of these obligations to people with a valid interest in our work.